Remarkable story in watoday.com.au about Aldi, the German supermarket chain's applied to sell liquor in its new stores that they're making here in Western Australia, including one in Harrisdale near Jandakot. And they're going to apply for licences for a number of other stores. So we have the remarkable prospect in this state at Aldi stores, if this licence approval is given, that you'll have an underage person selling alcohol to pretty much whoever pitches up. And I wonder how on Earth or which planet that is actually a good idea. The police commissioner, Carla Callaghan, has told Gary Adsett this morning on his morning show that they probably wouldn't oppose this approval, but he does raise the issue about this underage supermarket employees being able to sell alcohol. Where is a responsible service of alcohol type approvals and so on? It's just mad in my view. What do you think? 9221 882. Would you want your child who's working at a supermarket to be able to sell alcohol to others, and the awesome responsibility that actually places on them? Is that intolerable? Bradley Woods is the executive director of the Australian Hotels Association here in Western Australia. I think he agrees with me, but maybe for different reasons. Good afternoon, Brad.
Hi, Adam.
Now, what's your view on this idea of Aldi selling alcohol through its outlets here in Western Australia?
Well, our position is very clear. We're absolutely opposed to seeing alcohol on the shelves of any supermarket, regardless of whether it is Aldi or one of the other big two operators in the country. Our view is that alcohol should be available through a separate outlet, that is a liquor store or a hotel bottle shop, in a separate space. So where you've got scenarios where the other two supermarkets already have liquor licences and they might have them adjoining those supermarkets, they're in a separate closed off area where you don't have children selling it, and you also don't have children walking through the space, and you also don't have people in society or the community who are trying to avoid alcohol because let's say there are, you know, there are some people in society that are reformed alcoholics. They don't necessarily want the product pushed in front of their face all the time, and they don't want to be walking past it on their way to the checkout. And so if it's in a totally different area, totally different space, it's a defined area. Alcohol is not a grocery item. It's a drug of adult choice that is legal, and it should be sold in that manner.
There's also a competitive element to this, of course, isn't there? Because 60% of national market share is controlled by Woolworths and Wesfarmers, Coles. So if Aldi was to come in as well, that would be a direct threat to your members as well, wouldn't it?
Well, look, it would no doubt be a much more stronger competitive element in the market. But what Aldi's already said, I understand from just some of the comments in the media, is they're not intending on being a discounter. They don't want to go down that path. So in terms of this whole question about greater competition in the market, I don't necessarily know if it's going to be a factor in this equation. The reality is that both Coles and Woolies have huge buying power, and they often can buy alcohol for less than what the average small liquor store or pub can do, and there's a question there about sometimes loss leading as well, which occurs in a whole range of grocery items as well. But from our perspective, look, it's probably the secondary or third item on the agenda. We've got a liquor bill going through the Parliament at the moment. The Parliament's looking at liquor licensing legislation, and it's bringing in particular powers about secondary supply, about trying to do more about young people under the age of 18 not gaining access to alcohol. And then on the other hand, we've got an application by a major international supermarket operator seeking to have it even more widely available and in places that children and other people will constantly see it. It just doesn't sit with the way in which I think the community is heading.
Indeed. I mean, how comfortable are you with the fact that when you go to Woolies and Coles, you've already got liquor stores attached to them virtually as part of the same shop anyway, and so your argument about people seeing alcohol while they're shopping for other goods, it probably holds true anyway. I mean, would you like to see the liquor chains disengaged from the supermarket chains?
Well, we do prefer to see the single standing liquor stores away from supermarkets and or adjacent to the bottle shops of hotels. That's always been our position. Unfortunately, you know, time and evolution of liquor licensing laws have changed, and that argument's been lost and moved on. But in the context of the question of, and I know Mike Daube talks about this and others in the alcohol social space talk about this, and that is, if people are constantly seeing alcohol being sold or it's in front of them through advertising, there's more of a temptation. And I think there is some truth to that, and we have to be mindful of that and careful of that. So the retail availability of alcohol and the volume of outlets that alcohol is available through is a factor, and I think this is a good occasion for the police commissioner to actually intervene. I'm not sure why they would decide not to intervene on this one when they object to tourism facilities being able to stay open for an extra hour on a Saturday night, but not oppose this one. It doesn't make sense to me. But certainly we would say that this is a social issue that affects the community broadly. It's not an economic issue. It's a social issue, and there needs to be a lot more control over it.
Yeah. I never thought I'd see the day when you would agree with Curtin Professor of Health Policy, Mike Daube, Brad Woods. I have to say that's extraordinary.
Alan, look, there's actually quite a few areas that Mike and I have had lots of conversations about where we do agree, and often they're behind closed doors because it doesn't stimulate some exciting media. But at the end of the day, he and I think our organisation and the interests he represent do have a view that hotels and pubs and bars are good places for alcohol to be sold because they are under a controlled environment where there's responsible sale of alcohol and consumption has to be enforced under the law, and that the excessive discounting of alcohol to treat it as an ordinary grocery commodity isn't good because it just shifts the way in which adults think about alcohol, not as a drug of choice that's there for leisure, but as something you just quaff down like a soft drink or a water, and that's not what alcohol is.
Okay, well, thanks for that, Brad. Appreciate that.
Welcome, Adam. No worries.
That's Bradley Woods, Executive Director of the Australian Hotels Association in Western Australia. And I have to say, I agree with Brad. I think this is ridiculous. I mean, isn't alcohol available enough and, you know, around the place? Why do we have to have it on the supermarket shelves as well? You can already buy it in the supermarket, you know, in the chain that's connected to the supermarket. Why are we going to have it right in front of our faces there? What do you think? I don't think this is necessary. It's not good, and particularly exposing children to having to deal with the issues of alcohol, possibly drunk people coming into the supermarket and so forth. It's just off the planet. 92211882 is the number to call.